It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Josie Hatch. She is the Vaping Prevention Coordinator with the USU Extension Office, and we're going to be talking about an event that they've got coming up. It's tied in with vape prevention, and it's really starting a conversation and being able to have that conversation with your teens about vaping. This is going on at Creekview Elementary in the cafeteria the 29th of January from 6 to 7:30, and we'll talk to you about it. We're going to tell you how you can sign up for it and everything that's going to go on at the event itself. Josie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start with, as the Vaping Prevention Coordinator, I'm sure that there are things that you know, you guys see all the time in our area and some statistics and things like that. And you said, yes, there are instances in our county where this happens, but really this is about starting a conversation between parents and teens, right?
Yeah, definitely. So in Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties, we tend to have the highest rates of youth vaping in the state. And those numbers have kind of decreased since their high in 2019. We had nearly 50% of 12th graders who said that they had tried vaping in their lifetime. In 2023, it's gone down a little bit, where we had about 33% who had lifetime vaping and about 20% who said they had past 30-day use, and that's compared to about 10% in the state. So we've got a little bit higher rates of youth vaping around here. But really, we're just trying to get the conversation going. We want to get parents informed so that they can open up these conversations and talk to their kids about things.
And the one thing that, you know, I don't know if you guys cover this, but the vaping is a lot of people, when vaping first came out, it was like a safe alternative to smoking cigarettes, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was, a lot of people were, thought it was just harmless water vapor that they were taking, and maybe flavored water. They thought it was just a fun, harmless thing. They didn't realize that it actually has nicotine most of the time and a lot of other harmful chemicals that just aren't good for youth and their brain development.
So the most important thing to come out of this evening that's coming up once again on January 29th is to be able to start that conversation and to have that with your teens, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because as a parent, like, there's so many things that your kids can be exposed to nowadays. You know, there's substances, but there's also social media and online things. And so, yeah, we have a phrase in our field, prevention is prevention is prevention. And if you can be the type of parent who's staying updated, informed on things, then your kids can talk to you about these things, especially if you feel comfortable opening up these conversations to your kids about difficult topics, then you'll be surprised what they open up and tell you when they know that you're a safe place to talk to.
And really, I couldn't believe, we were talking with someone the other day about teen issues and drinking and those kinds of things. And the strange thing that really hit me was the fact that if you start the conversations early, you really, as a parent, have the most impact on your child's choices and decisions, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think a big part of that is because they know that you're not a parent who's going to shy away from talking about these topics. You know, I've opened up and talked to my kids and asked them questions, and they say, oh, yeah, I know about that. And they tell me more. And I'm just like, wow, that kids are exposed to a lot nowadays. And if you're a parent who they feel like they can talk to, they will talk to you about these things. So that's the focus of our presentation, is developing those relationships where your kids feel like they can talk to you about things.
Okay, so let's talk about the event itself. Once again, it's going to go on at Creekview Elementary there in the cafeteria the 29th of January. It'll be a Monday night, right?
Yep, it'll be a Monday night.
Once again, from 6 to 7:30. And what kinds of things are you going to talk about? What kind of topics are going to happen here at this one?
Yeah, so this is the same as what we've been talking about, but just a heads up, we're going to have a free dinner for all the parents who sign up. Registration is required, so please make sure you go find us on Eventbrite and sign up to come. And again, we're just going to be, we'll talk about the negative effects of vaping on youth brain development and their social and emotional health. And then we'll also just talk about building those relationships.
Okay, so once again, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to be at this event, you can go and search it out on Eventbrite, but the easiest thing to do might be to go to the USU Extension's Facebook page.
Yeah, yep, and you can find us on there. We've got a flyer about it. You can also, you can email me, josie.hatch@usu.edu, and I can send you a link. You could call the USU Extension office, and they can direct you where to go.
and we can get you signed up for that. We do want a head count. Are you going to, do you have a RSVP by date, or are you going to cut that off anytime?
You know, we'll let signups go till the day of, but we're already having people sign up, and space is limited. So get your spot as soon as you can.
Get in there as soon as you can. Once again, Josie Hatch, the Vaping Prevention Coordinator with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.